What's up, Panther Nation? This is your host, Brian Dow, here for an episode of The Cat Shack. Unfortunately, very sad circumstances we find ourselves in after an offseason full of hope again. Just hope just dashed instantly. Really, within minutes of kickoff, our hopes were dashed. 47-10 is the final. I mean, the Saints, a lot of people are thinking the Saints are going to be a bad team. I think it's fair to say the Saints are a pretty average team. And we got completely blown out. And we looked like easily the worst team in the NFL. So we'll dive into everything. But first, man, I just want to start with obviously the biggest issue for the Panthers right now, which is the quarterback situation. And I just want to say, look, I know this has been a really polarizing topic, obviously, for Panthers fans over the last year and a half, 2 years. And man, I just want to start with I feel bad for Bryce Young. I honestly do. I guess in one way, it's kind of ridiculous to say you feel bad for somebody who makes millions of dollars playing football, but I mean, the guys, I'm older than him. I'm 25. I mean, he's a young guy, he's got the whole team on his back. He's got the number one pick expectations. And man, it's starting to look pretty bleak, guys. I hate to say it. Last year, there was a small section of fans who, were shitting on Bryce all year. And I do think that, to the fan base's credit, most people were sticking around. They were trying to be reasonable. They were understanding the context of the offense, the coaching, the overall team that obviously put Bryce Young in a terrible situation. And I felt like, coming into this year, it's kind of like at some point, something's got to give, something's got to change. And with Bryce, it just doesn't look good. I mean, not only are the stats obviously pitiful, but just watching the game, it looks really, really bad. I really spent all last year defending Bryce. And rightfully so, because he really did have no chance. I do think that it's time we can be reasonable about certain things. I think that there's a lot of Panthers fans who were saying, oh, if we had taken CJ Stroud number one, it would have looked the exact same as it did last year. And look, obviously we'll never know if it's all a hypothetical, but I think it's fair to say that that is just not true, okay? We made the wrong pick. We made the wrong pick. Let's just establish that, and then we can go from there and talk about how we can try to right the ship. But we made the wrong pick, period. End of story. End of discussion. Don't care. There's no argument you can make. Now, I'm not saying that if Stroud was on the Panthers last year, he would have had as good a season as he did in Houston. I'm sure there would have been a lot more struggles if he was on the Panthers. But guys, come on. Let's try to be at least a little bit honest and recognize the truth, okay? It was the wrong pick, and it's sad. Trust me. I don't want to say that. I don't want to admit it. I spent the last year living in total denial. I mean, I've completely lived in denial for the last year about the state of the Panthers, about the future. I've had a lot of hope, but man, guys, it's to lose 47-10 to the Saints, week one. It's just embarrassing, and it's unacceptable. And Canales, Canales is in a tough spot, and I don't want to put everything on Canales. It's the first game, and same for Bryce. Look, it was embarrassing. It was terrible. He was bad last year, and not off to a good start this year. But it is week one. There's new coaches, new playbook, a lot of new targets. So I understand, things got to get better for Bryce, and it really can't be worse than that. But, something I've been thinking about is, I think a lot of Panthers fans kind of agreed, okay, this is sort of a 3-year plan. Like, year one was basically a wash, like, just throw it out the window. He had no chance. Year two, okay, let's see how it goes. Should be a little bit better. We got some more pieces around him. New coaching staff should improve. Got a lot of cap space next year. And then, boom, year three is kind of where we expect to make that jump and actually be a respectable team. But guys, I gotta be honest, and I think that this is just the truth. if Bryce Young plays like this all season, there is no year three. There's no shot that if we get a duplicate of last season this year, that he will be the starting quarterback for the Panthers in 2025. There's a 0% chance. Now, if the Panthers turn it around, the offense looks a little bit better. You know, we have at least 4 to 6 games that resembled the Green Bay game last year, where Bryce Young finally looked like he had a lot of potential, and we saw a lot of what we wanted to see when he was coming out of Alabama. We saw him running around. We saw him making throws on the run. We saw him anticipating throws and just being a good quarterback. And that's what he did for basically 1 week last season against Green Bay. Guys, we're going to need to see at least 4, 5, 6, 7 games like that where he can come close to 300 yards, throw a couple touchdowns, and at least look like an NFL quarterback. Because if it continues like this, it's not, this is it. It's over. Okay? I mean, I hate to say it. None of this makes me happy, but I think it's time to start facing reality. At least for me, I'm going to try to come to terms with the truth, which is that the Panthers passed on what looks to be a I don't want to say generational, an excellent young quarterback in CJ Stroud for Bryce Young is a massive mistake. And we can't take it back. The question is now, where do we go from here? That's a good question because I think that while some people had higher expectations for the offense this season, as we should have, man, the defense against the Saints was completely embarrassing. Completely embarrassing. I mean, basically everyone was a no-show. I mean, just to start off the game the way we did, just with a bomb, giving up a bomb to Shaheed. I mean, Derek Carr was looking like Patrick Mahomes out there. You just can't start off like that. And then, man, for Bryce to start the game the way that he did, just first pass way over Deontay's head. I think he was going for Deontay. I mean, it was almost hard to tell what he was looking at. But my God, I mean, first pass, interception. I mean, when you're Bryce Young and look, his press conferences, he's good at giving nothing to the media, but he's a human being. And we got to think, like, after last season, he knew that he's up against it. Like, the pressure is on. Like, I'm sure it was embarrassing for him to be the number one pick and to get showed up by Stroud all fucking year and to go 2-15. I mean, it's pretty embarrassing, to be honest. It's embarrassing. And, you know, new year, new coach, new players. There's so much hope. And then, boom, first play, interception. Just not good, man. Not good. And obviously, that's going to be just completely destructive to Bryce's confidence. And I think we saw that for the rest of the game. I mean, 13 for 30, 161, two picks. I mean, his QBR, guys, it was 10.7 QBR. I don't know. And I mean, looking on Twitter today, it looks like the O-line, I mean, watching the game, it looked like the O-line was doing fairly well. You know, they all graded out pretty well. You know, the receivers, it seemed like some guys were kind of open. It's just like he's missing throws. Like the one throw that he overthrew Deontay when he kind of moved around a little bit and got Deontay going out towards the sideline on a little flag route. And he just overthrows him by 5 yards. And it's like those are the throws that he was drafted to make. Is you extend the play a little bit, guy breaks free, and you're supposed to have the accuracy and the touch to put that ball on the money. And we've really only seen a handful of plays like that that have been successful over the course of 17 games. And we've seen more missed throws than throws put on the money in that situation. And it's not acceptable. So I think that the days of blaming everybody else but Bryce are over. He's got to start being accountable. And man, I mean, if you're Bryce Young, you just gotta start. I mean, fuck it. Like, you've got nothing to lose. Like, it's as low as it could get right now. You've got nothing to lose. So I hope he comes out next week against LA. You know what, Bryce? Do not worry about throwing interceptions. Just forget everything that Frank Reich and Thomas Brown and all these guys have taught you, and just go back to what you did in high school and what you did in college. obviously it's a different game here in the NFL, but just that confidence, that swagger, and that ability to just make things happen and play with confidence, that's what he's missing that right now. I mean, he's just not very inspiring. Like, I feel like the rest of the team is probably looking around like, what the fuck are we doing? I mean, the defense started off poorly, so I'm not gonna act like the defense was bad on their own, but it certainly doesn't help the defense when we can't get a first down. I mean, the defense on the field the whole fucking game. It's crazy. I mean, it's really not good, guys. I don't really have any positives to talk about, except, for me being a South Carolina grad, I was really interested to see how Leggett played. And, I thought he played pretty well. Four catches, 35 yards. I mean, played just about as well as anybody else in the receiving corps. Mingo was bad as usual. He got wide open on that one play and almost managed to fumble it away. Honestly, I kind of thought it was a fumble. It looked like it almost reminded me of the Chark play last year when Bryce finally made a good play and Chark, fumbled it into the end zone. Mingo, I think we can just go ahead and just be done with that. I mean, please, I don't want to hear it anymore about Mingo. If he goes off and has 100 yards and a touchdown in some game, then I'll be wrong. But I'm tired of hearing about it. Let's just see something, Mingo. Can we see something? Can we see it? That's all I'm asking for. But yeah, man. Enough about Mingo. Let's dive into some of the rushing statistics as well. I mean, one thing Canales said he was going to do is stay committed to the run no matter what. And look, I'm not going to act like once it was 27-0, pretty much like we're going to keep running the ball. But 20 carries for 58 yards is unacceptable. And then on the other side, giving up 180 yards on the ground. I mean, it looked like I felt like I was in 2018 watching Alvin Kamara. He looked amazing. He looked incredible. I mean, the rest of the year, I guarantee you, Kamara will probably look washed up against the rest of the league. And against us, he looked like prime McCaffrey. It was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And I mean, honestly, going into the season, I kind of thought the interior D line was going to be a strength of this team and the run defense. With DB in there and Clowney on the edge and A'shaun Robinson coming in, Shaq coming back, Josie Jewell, supposedly a decent linebacker. And they looked absolutely atrocious. And let me just point out one thing that really, really pissed me off during the game. And look, Shaq Thompson, I love Shaq Thompson. He's been a good player for the Panthers for a long time. He's battled through a lot of injuries. Seems like a really good dude. But man, it was literally like 30-3 or something. And he made one good play and was actually dancing around the field. Like was celebrating just a pretty good tackle while we're getting embarrassed on the road by Derek Carr. And I gotta be honest, that really was just a bad look. Just embarrassing, really. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, that's like Bryce Young running in that touchdown and hopping up and doing a dance. It's laughable. So I expect the same thing from Shaq Thompson, who's a veteran and a leader on this team, to not do that. I mean, are you kidding me, Shaq? What are we doing? What's to dance around about? You made a tackle. You're getting gashed the whole game. You're getting crushed. Stop dancing around. All right? I mean, is that reasonable? And again, the last person I thought I'd be going after is Shaq Thompson, but come on, bro. Come on, bro. Be better. And then the pass rush. Man, all of our fears were true, guys. All of our fears were true. I mean, Clowney, okay, we expect something from Clowney. Clowney was a complete non-factor, but I'm not gonna act like Clowney's trash, whatever. He didn't have an impact game, but he's the best we got, so I got nothing bad to say about Clowney. But on the other side, I mean, a week before the game, they asked Canales who's starting at the other edge, and it's a game time decision. It's between DJ Johnson and Ekuliota, two players who before week one had a combined 0 sacks in the NFL. There's a position battle for the starting edge spot between two players who had 0 career sacks in the NFL. Leota did pick up 1 sack during the game, so congrats to him. He does seem to be somewhat of an effective pass rusher on third down. DJ Johnson, I'm not sure what this guy does. I keep hearing about oh, he can set the edge, he's a quality run defender. Well, the run defense didn't look good. I've never seen him get a pressure on the quarterback. He obviously cannot rush the passer. So that's a huge concern. That's going to be an issue all season because if the Panthers somehow the offense wakes up and we end up with a lead in a game, like how's that pass rush going to hold up when we're up 17-7 somehow in some game in some magical world if that ever happens, and the other team's going to start throwing the ball on us? How are we going to hold up with Justin Herbert having all day back there, with Patrick Mahomes having all day back there, with Joe Burrow having all day back there, with Kyler Murray, with Jalen Hurts? We've got tough quarterbacks that we have to play, all of whom I just mentioned are far, far better than Derek Carr, who before this game, all offseason, has been talking about how good Spencer Rattler looks, how Carr is washed up and he's done and he's this. Which I still agree with. Derek Carr is a below average starting quarterback at this point, and look what just happened to our defense playing against him. That's not a good sign, guys. And the other issue is we know that Avero is a good defensive coordinator. He proved that last year. He's proved that over the course of his career. He is universally recognized as at least, a top 5 to 10 defensive coordinator in the NFL, and we're lucky to have him. And the defense still looks like that? I mean, how bad is our personnel? How bad is it? I mean, there's so many needs on this team. Ugh, and that brings up just something super sad that came out today. Derrick Brown. Poor, poor Derrick Brown. I mean, what a slap in the face that was today. I mean, just yesterday, just a day of misery and hell for all Panthers fans. And then we get to go to bed and wake up Monday, and the sun comes up and everything's okay. And the Chargers aren't a great team. We'll be at home. It's the NFL. Things will be different. We'll see. And then boom, Derrick Brown likely out for the season. I mean, just devastating. I feel bad for Derrick Brown. I feel bad for Canales. I feel bad for the whole team. I feel bad for Dan Morgan. I mean, it's like we finally actually extended a player that we drafted, developed, and he actually turns out well. We give him the extension, and then boom, week one. See ya. See ya. Thanks for playing. He's gone. I mean, just can't catch a break as a Panthers fan, man. I mean, it's really, I think the one moment that all Panthers fans kind of go back to is that Thursday night game against the Steelers when Cam was still here. I was 2016 or 2017 when TJ Watt had that egregious dirty hit, just helmet down straight into Cam's shoulder. That was really the that was the end. That was the end. It's been, 6, 7 years of bad play. And the other thing that just doesn't make sense to me, and it's becoming harder and harder to justify, the excuses for Bryce is, I mean, tell me how Kyle Allen can win a bunch of games. He won many games a few years ago. And I understand, okay, we had McCaffrey, we had DJ Moore. That's all true. Point taken. Teddy Bridgewater was putting up decent numbers somehow. I mean, Sam Darnold went 7-10 with this team. A little bit different, again, I understand, but DJ Moore isn't worth 6 wins in a season, okay? Let's get real. The quarterback position is a huge problem for us, and it just sucks too because we're just not in a good spot. Like, I don't think that anybody's really in love with the quarterback class this year. I mean, you've got
Carson Beck, the Georgia guy. I mean, he does nothing but dominate and produce at Georgia, and he looks good, but like, I mean, Georgia's pretty stacked. He's got amazing players all around him. Who knows? I mean, he might be good, he might not. I really don't know. It's not like he's a Caleb Williams, CJ Stroud, like can't miss prospect. And you know, you got Shedeur Sanders, who clearly has a ton of talent. I mean, he's obviously a good player. But like, man, the personality concerns, and I'm not saying he's like a bad person, but like, I think it's fair to say that objectively, like, he is not really the type of leader that a team like the Panthers need to turn things around. And again, I understand he's probably 21 years old, and he can mature and change when he gets to the league and things get a little bit more real for him. But like, that's not, I don't think anybody's, you know, super excited about bringing him in. And then you look at Quinn Ewers, like, yeah, he's again kind of like Beck, like, man, he looked great in college. He's very good, but I don't know. I don't really see it with him. I don't think that he's going to be a good NFL quarterback. I just don't. So then you're kind of sitting around and you're like, well, what do we do? You know, what's if, and again, this is assuming that things continue on the path that they are currently on, which is Bryce is in conversations with Daniel Jones and at this point, Deshaun Watson. You know, for the bottom of the barrel starting quarterbacks. I mean, Gardner Minshew just threw for about a 250 and a touchdown, had a turnover or two against the Chargers. But are you telling me? I mean, if we go out next Sunday, play the Chargers, we look better. Let's say Bryce throws for 250 yards, one touchdown, and one interception, and we lose 23-17 to the Chargers. Honestly, at this point, I would actually kind of be happy with that. Like, that would be one of Bryce Young's better games of his career. And I'm talking about what Gardner Minshew did last week against the Chargers. So we're not comparing Bryce Young to Kyler Murray, Jalen Hurts, Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, sort of those good but not great quarterbacks that, you know, we hope that Bryce Young could get to that level because I think it's fair to say there's no chance that he could ever be, you know, a Mahomes, an Allen, a Lamar, like just doesn't a Herbert, like doesn't really have that talent. But could Bryce Young get to the, you know, is he the, you know, 8th to 15th best quarterback, you know, with the Goffs and the Hurts and the Daks of the world, the Kylers, you know, that was the hope. But we're not even close to those conversations, guys. We're in Daniel Jones and Gardner Minshew conversations. I was about to say Derek Carr and Baker Mayfield, but those guys are far better at this point. Okay, that's undisputable. So don't really know where we go from here. Don't know what changes. If there is a bright spot, I know I mentioned Leggett played a pretty nice game. The O-line, you could say, is a bright spot. And I think that the other positive is the Chargers offense really has a very limited amount of weapons as well. So not saying we're gonna win the game, but I do think that if anything, it'll be fairly low scoring, kind of a slower game. So at least that'll give us a chance to try to establish the run game, like I know Canales wants to do. Our O-line is set up to be a great run-blocking O-line. Hoping that the game can stay close for the first couple quarters, we can establish the run, and then be able to actually give Bryce a chance, you know, to make some plays off of play action, get some bootlegs, get him out in space, and see what we can do. But yeah, guys, overall, it's probably the worst game I've ever watched. I've been going to every Panthers game basically since I've been alive. I barely remember the Clawson years. But I mean, this is pretty much that. I don't know. I mean, I remember the booze raining down on Clawson. Just booze just raining down on the whole team, on Clawson. And I think we won one or two games that year. And then we obviously ended up drafting Cam Newton. But guys, we won two games last year. We're looking at this schedule. I mean, there's not a free win on the schedule. So if we win one or two games, three games again, then besides the fact that he was the number one pick, tell me what the difference is between the Jimmy Clausen years and this. I really don't know. Because you got to give Dan Morgan some credit. Look, a lot of the signings have not been great. You know, Wonnum is not even playing. You know, nothing's been great so far for Dan Morgan, but they made some improvements. I mean, I think trading Dante Jackson basically straight up for Deontay, you know, was viewed as a great move. I think Leggett, as you know, was solid week one. He's trying to get weapons for Bryce. They went out and spent a ton of money on the O-line. They went out and got a new coach, somebody that made Baker Mayfield look good last year. I mean, I don't know what else they can do right now in the short term to make things easier for Bryce Young. I'm not acting like our receiver core is good. It's, you know, when Deontay Johnson is your number one and, you know, like Thielen and like, you know, it's not good. It's still well below average, but like, to have this kind of output from the offense is totally unacceptable. So, you know, I don't know if you guys have any thoughts, any ideas. You know, let me know about what the Panthers can do, what we got to do about Bryce Young, what you want to see from Bryce going forward. Because right now, I think I'm out of answers, guys. But yeah, I think that's going to be it for me. Thanks for listening to my rant. And let's hope that we can turn things around next week.